Good morning. It is 8:16. Today is Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a very special guest in the studio with me today, Mr. Dave Nichols. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in. We are going to talk about electric vehicles this morning for the next 10 minutes or so. And Dave informs me that he is the quote, unofficial coordinator of the Sitka Electric Vehicle Group. So Dave, tell me, what you got cooking?
Well, the Electric Vehicle Group is pretty much an informal group that meets every couple of months at the Sitka Library. So everyone is welcome, and we'll be meeting probably again in October. But before that, we've got something coming up this Saturday, an electric vehicle fair over at UAS. It will be from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, and we should have lots of EVs on hand, lots of good information, and also lots of pizza as well. I should mention that the fair is being held as part of National Drive Electric Week. So if anyone is interested, you can Google National Drive Electric Week. It's actually an event that's all over the country. So we're one of several hundred locations that are doing this.
So is that a new thing? Do you know the National Electric Drive event?
Well, I do know that Juno has been doing it for at least 4 years, and I think the broader group has been doing it probably 5 or 6 years. So, but this is the first year we're doing it here in Sitka.
Huh. So who do you want to come to this electric vehicle fair?
So there should be something for everybody, whether you already own an electric vehicle and are trying to learn more about its operation, or if you're shopping for an EV, or if you're just interested. So we have something for everybody, or if you just like to eat pizza, that's another.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So prospective buyers, you almost think there aren't any more prospective buyers in town because there are so many of those darn things in town. Do you have any idea on numbers?
I think there's a lot of buyers out there, Peter. In fact, I want to congratulate you, Peter, on being the first family in Sitka to have 2 electric vehicles. So maybe you should be telling us about your electric vehicle.
Well, I can certainly do that. So we do have we are members of the Cult of Leaf right now.
Yes.
So we have a 2013 and a 2014. We had to make sure that we put a sticker on the front of our one of the cars near the license plate so that we could actually identify it from when it's coming at you, because, you know, they all look the same pretty much. So it's not the most interesting styling for many people, but we love it, you know. Great. Enough that we bought the second one as well.
And any plans to get a third Leaf for your family?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I will say that we made a real technological leap when we bought the first one, because we replaced my 1988 Volkswagen Westphalia wagon, mm-hmm. which is, I think, probably similar to a boat in terms of expenses and places to put your money. So we skipped, you know, 25 years ahead in terms of automobile technology. And, you know, they both have their merits. I miss the van a little bit, but I'm really happy to have the EV.
Great. Well, you mentioned prospective buyers. There's now more than 40 EV owners in Sitka, we estimate. And in Juneau, there's about 180 EV owners. So between the two cities, there's over 200 EVs. And one of the things that's great about, of course, living in Southeast, that all of the vehicles are powered with clean, renewable hydropower. So we don't have to burn coal like they do down south.
It's perfect fit.
Yeah.
It's a perfect fit. I have to I have to say it years ago, and I'm blanking on his name right now. It was a gentleman that worked at the post office, and he was and no longer lives here, but he was very excited about electric vehicles, and we had talked a little bit about you know, in the dreaming phase, mm-hmm. we should get a grant and we could see if we could replace many of the city vehicles with electric power. And again, it's just such a perfect fit.
Yes.
So if you're listening there, on the air, on the web, then you can rest assured that we finally caught up with your idea.
Yes.
So Juneau has, I know when I've been to Juneau, there have been a gazillion of them there. Are they mostly also the same vehicle? So here in Sitka, I think they're mostly, it's the Nissan Leaf, is correct. That correct?
Yeah, the Nissan Leaf seems to be becoming the vehicle of choice, not only here in Alaska, but nationwide. And both in Juneau and Sitka, the number of vehicles has been doubling about every year to two. Hmm. So I don't expect that will continue on into the future, but If that continues for even another 3 or 4 years, what we could find is that Juneau and Sitka are among the leading communities, probably internationally, in terms of ownership rates. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing to see that taking place.
The city is certainly supportive of electric vehicles. There's a stipend or
yes.
rebate, rather.
Yeah. So if you own an EV, you can march down to the city and get, I believe it's $110 credit on your electric bill simply for owning an EV. And we figure that money will cover roughly half of your electric fuel costs. So then your out-of-pocket really is about $100 a year for driving around town. And that's your electric gas money, so to speak. So it's pretty amazing as far as the fuel cost. You can buy an EV for about $8,000 and have it delivered up here for under $10,000 out of pocket. So really, it's becoming the most economical vehicle to drive around town as well.
Yeah, I read a while ago that one of the reasons they're so inexpensive right now is because a lot of leased Leafs are coming onto the market now. And
exactly.
People want to get new technology. So when they have their three-year-old Leaf whose lease is expired,
right,
they traded in for a new rig, and now the dealers have these, I don't know, our cars were showroom perfect when they showed up. It was pretty, might as well have been a new car.
That's right, Peter. And the great thing is, with a three-year-old car, you still have a lot of battery life left, and that should last you for years and years driving around Sitka for minimal, since we don't drive as much as they do
right.
down south.
And we certainly don't, here I am, you know, answering your questions, I suppose. It's nice. We don't have anything special for charging. We just use 110.
Yep.
And it takes 8 hours or 6 hours or 12 hours or whatever it takes overnight. And we don't have any problem at all with range.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Of course, it's super, super quiet. What else can I say? It doesn't hold a lot. It does not hold nearly as much stuff as my van.
Oh, okay.
So that's a little bit of a downside, but it's okay.
It probably doesn't float as well as the van, too.
Well, those were the bugs. The bugs floated.
I
think this one would probably make an artificial reef in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, the EVs, the Leafs are very aerodynamic and fun to drive. I should mention that they're pretty maintenance-free, but we're hoping that at some point in the future there could be some level of mechanical support. Juneau brings up a mechanic about twice a year. There's currently nobody in town that's certified to work on lease, but there's really not much of a need because none of the cars have needed any repairs, to our knowledge. And the same thing for Juneau. None of their cars have ever needed to have a battery mm-hmm. changed or any kind of major repair.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, exciting stuff. So you can learn more about everything you wanted to know about electric vehicles. That's this Saturday at the Electric Vehicle Fair. It's from 10 to 1. This Saturday at the UAS parking lot?
Parking area.
Okay.
Correct.
And if you want more information about that, the group has a Facebook page, correct?
We do.
And that how does one find out?
It would be Sitka Electric Vehicle Group on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. You'll have vehicles on hand there?
Yes, we will. So we hope to have a number of vehicles on hand. And so whether you're just shopping for a vehicle or already own one or just interested, please come on by. Everyone is welcome.
Okay, well, I hope to be there as well. Great. Thanks so much for joining me today, Dave. We've been listening to Dave Nichols, the, quote, unofficial coordinator for the Sitka Electric Vehicle Group, and we've been talking about the EV Fair coming up on Saturday from 10 to 1. Thanks for coming in, and you know, I didn't hear you drive up this morning. Well, we need to qualify that. How did you get here? Did you ride your bike today?
No, I rode in a gas-powered car.
And you're holding out for a Tesla, is that right?
Well, my partner, Charlotte, wants a brand new Tesla for the first EV, so we're holding out a while. But, okay. But thank you for having us in, Peter. My pleasure, and nice talking with you.
And the pleasure is mine as well.